The Catechism tells us, heal the sick. The Church has received this charge from the Lord and strives to carry it out by taking care of the sick, as well as by accompanying them with her prayer of intercession. She believes in the life-giving presence of Christ, the physician of souls and bodies. When the Lord created the world, sickness and death were not a part of it, for it was very good. Human beings especially, he created in his own image, and he created us in a state of original harmony, harmony between ourselves and God, between ourselves and each other, between ourselves and all creation, and especially within ourselves, between one aspect and another. But when our first parents broke that harmony with God through sin, their action penetrated the entire universe, breaking that original harmony, and so introducing suffering and death everywhere, including within them and within us. But the Lord did not leave us in our misery. Even from that very moment of the fall, he reached out to us, revealing himself and his will, giving us grace, drawing us into covenant and into relationship, acting to save us, body and soul. The end goal toward which we are headed, the book of Revelation tells us, is the new heavens and the new earth, when our Lord will make all things new. Then he will wipe every tear from our eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order will have passed away. That is where we are headed. That is where he himself is leading us, to complete the transformation, to complete the total and radical healing, to bring us to a health and a wholeness we can hardly imagine, united in him for all eternity. But how do we get there? How do we get from here to there? We get there through the incarnation of Jesus Christ. For in his incarnation, Christ took on our frailty as his own, becoming like us in all things but sin. He walked among us, and the sick came to him for healing. He came to heal the whole man, soul, and body. He is the physician that the sick have need of. His healings were signs of the coming of the kingdom of God. When our Lord Jesus heals the sick, the blind, the lame, the deaf, and all the rest, we see his love, his compassion, his goodness, his benevolent power to heal and save. And yet, as the Catechism reminds us, he did not heal all the sick, for he did not come only to heal physical illnesses. Rather, he had a much greater objective. He came to heal the entire gaping wound of sin and all its effects. And so he had a much greater strategy. As we heard in our first reading, he took on our sufferings and bore them. He carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our guilt. And in taking on the fullness of our sufferings, he transformed them. In his hands, they are no longer simply the tragic refuse of sin. Rather, in those pierced hands, suffering becomes a tool of healing, a tool of transformation. His death he made not a dead end, but the paschal passageway to the resurrection. And he invites us to follow, to make our lives a living sacrifice united with him, to embrace a death like his, so that we too may arrive at a resurrection like his. And so that all along the way, we may be co-workers in his ongoing project of saving this beautiful fallen world, as he acts to save us and to save everyone and everything we know. And so we do well, like St. Paul speaks of in our second reading, to bring our sicknesses and illnesses to him and ask for healing. But as St. Paul himself discovered, some he will heal, demonstrating his love and power in us, even now. But some he will allow to remain in us, for others, so that the Lord can also say to us, as to St. Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. For even if he chooses not to heal those particular illnesses, he will give us his grace. And then we may respond like St. Paul did, I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. For it is when I am weak that I am strong. And so we come tonight to Christ, the true vine, asking to remain truly in him each day so that we may bear much fruit. We come to him substantially present in the Eucharist to receive that bread of angels, his own body and blood. We come to him intimately present in sacramental confession, ready to forgive our sins and cleanse and strengthen and heal us within. And we come to ask the prayers of those baptized in him. For as the Catechism tells us, the Holy Spirit gives to some a special charism of healing so as to make manifest the power of the grace of the risen Lord. May we be truly open to that risen Lord, to his will, to his love, to his power, this physician of souls and bodies who took on our infirmities and bore our diseases, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.